This is Today in History, March the 27th. On this day in 1513, Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de León sighted present-day Florida. On this day in 1884, the first telephone line between Boston and New York was inaugurated. Also on this day in 1933, Japan officially withdrew from the League of Nations. On this day in 1942, during World War II, Congress granted American servicemen free first-class mailing privileges. On this day in 1958, Nikita Khrushchev became Soviet Premier in addition to First Secretary of the Communist Party. On this day in 1964, Alaska was hit by a magnitude 9.2 earthquake, the strongest on record in North America, and tsunamis that together claimed about 130 lives.
The 1964 earthquake was the first megathrust subduction zone earthquake properly interpreted as such. As a result of that, essentially every other large subduction zone earthquake around the world sort of falls in the shadow of what we learned from the 1964 earthquake.
Also on this day in 1977, in aviation's worst disaster, 583 people were killed when a KLM Boeing 747 attempting to take off in heavy fog crashed into a Pan Am 747 on an airport runway on the Canary Island of Tenerife.
We looked up and saw him coming down the runway at us. I saw his landing light shaking. I could not believe that man was taking off. I started yelling to get off the runway, and the captain started turning the airplane. I looked back out of my right side window and saw him lifted off the runway. So I closed my eyes and ducked and basically said a real short prayer about, I hope he misses us. When he hit us, all it was with a very short bump, like boom, no big noise, no big shaking. I thought, thank God he missed us. Then I looked up for the fire control handles, and that's when I first noticed that the top of the airplane was gone.
On this day in 1980, 123 workers died when a North Sea floating oil field platform, the Alexander Keeland, capsized during a storm. On this day in 1998, the Food and Drug Administration approved the drug Viagra, made by Pfizer, saying it helped about two-thirds of impotent men improve their sexual function. And on this day in 1979, Patty Boyd and Eric Clapton are married. Whose participation in various affairs and marriages among the British rock royalty of the 60s and 70s inspired three famous popular songs, including Layla by second husband Eric Clapton, whom Patty Boyd married on March 27, 1979. A colorful account of the dramatic arc that led Boyd and Clapton to the altar in 1979 and to divorce court in 1989 can be found in Patty Boyd's 2007 memoir, Wonderful Tonight, George Harrison, Eric Clapton, and Me, the subtitle of which names the other key player in the story's central love triangle. In summary form, it goes something like this. Boyd met Harrison and the two married soon after, with Harrison writing something for Boyd. Later, Boyd met Clapton, Harrison's good friend, who fell in love with Boyd. Clapton ended up moving in with Boyd's teenage sister, but is said to have written Layla for Boyd, causing the sister to move out. Boyd then had a brief affair with Clapton, but later returned to Harrison just as the Beatles were breaking up and Clapton was in the early stages of an addiction to heroin. After finally breaking up with Harrison, Boyd returned to a now clean Clapton, and the couple was married on March 27, 1979. Clapton's timeless classic, Wonderful Tonight, is said to also have been written for Boyd. If it weren't for all the alcohol and infidelities that followed, it might well qualify as a perfect rock and roll fairy tale. Unfortunately, Patty Boyd paints a picture of her years with Eric Clapton that makes one question whether such fairy tales ever existed. Even the happy event that took place on this day in 1979 gets low marks for romance in Boyd's account. It was more of a prank than a wedding. Boyd now says, an attempt by Clapton to win a drunken bet that he couldn't get his manager's picture in the paper. Clapton arranged the wedding the very next day, made that manager his best man, and won the bet. Patty Boyd and Eric Clapton are married March 27th, 1979, on this day in history.
I love you.